USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal appeals court upheld a district court order that blocked President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for health care workers. The order applies only to Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North and South Dakota, and Wyoming. Israeli officials are reporting White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is expected to visit Israel next week for discussions on Iran as negotiations continue in Vienna on a possible return to the 2015 nuclear deal. Israeli officials say he's also expected to visit Ramallah for meetings with Palestinian officials. The White House declined to comment on Sullivan's travel plans. 15-year-old Ethan Crumley, last month's alleged shooter at Oxford High School in Michigan, his lawyers unsuccessfully pleaded with the judge Monday to move him from a facility where he's being held with jailed adults. This is USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As lawmakers get ready to extend the nation's debt limit today, it's business as usual with some lawmakers wanting to spend trillions of dollars more in Washington, D.C.
The Democrats' major social welfare and climate spending bill not only pays for itself, but also the tax cuts passed by Republicans and signed into law by former President Donald Trump. That's the claim of the White House.
The 2017 tax cuts were $2 trillion, which were not paid for in any way, shape, or form. That didn't seem to upset them at all. And I will say, and they can thank us in any way they would like for this, that what our projections and the projections of our economists predict is that for our plan, if as this plan continues in the second decade, it would actually reduce the deficit by $2 trillion. So we're actually covering their irresponsible tax cuts to corporations and high wealth and net wealth individuals.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As military leaders testified against President Biden's plan to withdraw from Afghanistan, Biden is now claiming he had no options and had no idea how to get out of Afghanistan without it being a total disaster, as history will remember the decisions that led to American deaths.
President Biden boasted that he would be willing to lose his presidency over how he conducted the United States' disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking to CBS News correspondent Rita Braver.
Afghanistan. Well, I've been against that war in Afghanistan from the very beginning. We're spending $300 million a week in Afghanistan over 20 years. Now, how do you know, everybody says you could have gotten out without anybody being hurt. No one's come up with a way to ever indicate to me how that happens.
In September, Commander of U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee under oath that they recommended against Joe Biden's withdrawal timeline and warned of impending collapse of the Afghan government. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
After months of rumors, Hard Rock International has confirmed it will buy the Mirage Hotel from MGM Resorts on the Las Vegas Strip for just over $1 billion. Hard Rock says it plans to build a guitar-shaped hotel on the Mirage site. In the official announcement, Jim Allen, chairman of Hard Rock International, said Hard Rock Las Vegas will be a fully integrated resort. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.